what would you call unlicensed liquor, spirits? Do they have a
Moonshine. Moonshine.
did they have any other names besides moonshine?
White lightning.
White lightning.
Okay.
Oh.
What's a name if you were going to maybe a church social or something like that, and they were asking you to bring a dish?
Potluck.
Covered.
Covered dish.
Is that what they call it?
Casserole.
Would they call it a covered dish or a casserole? Or both?
Well, they called a covered dish luncheon, maybe, and you'd bring a casserole.
I see. Okay. So the covered dish was sort of the name of the event, and the casserole is what you'd bring.
Yeah, I think covered dish mainly meant just bring a dish from home.
Okay.
Full.
A food.
Was there ever when you would go outside and cook over the fire, cook ribs over the fire, what would that be called?
Barbecue?
Do you ever do that?
Do I ever do that?
Or did you ever do that?
No. The only thing I ever cooked really over an open fire. Oh, yes, we have up in the mountains. Yes, we've cooked all kinds of things. But at Brandings, we used to cook the fries over the fire, open fire.
Did they say we're going to have a barbecue now, or would they call it something else?
At the Brandings?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
They just said we're going to have dinner.
When they'd castrate the calf, they'd just put one on a coat hanger and hang it over the fire.
Not the calf, but something else, I take it.
The oysters.
Okay.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I need you to say that word later in the interview. Might as well say it now.
Oh, Rocky Mountain oysters?
There you go.
Calf fries. Or sheep fries or lamb fries.
And that's what they call them.
Yeah, fries.
That's great. That's a great
We used
story.
To call them fries. We don't go to the oysters.
Okay, what about in the morning when you get up, you have a first cup of
coffee.
And were there different types of cakes you ate at breakfast with?
Hot cakes?
With coffee? Or sweet rolls or anything like that? Were there specific names for things like that?
Sweet rolls or hot cakes, pancakes.
Been off of that for years.
Okay. And there's a fruit that grows on the tree. They say it's the one that Eve gave to Adam. That's
apple.
And when they make sort of a. They mash those up.
Applesauce.
Were there other names for that? Or that's what they'd always call it?
I think we always called it applesauce.
Okay. We're doing very well. We're flying still. Okay. Now we can talk about the farm and the ranch. What are the things that separate fields from each other?
Fences.
Are there different types of fences?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you could list a few for me.
Well, you have barbed wire fences, you have woven wire fences, you have buck and rider fences, you have pole fences.
Do you ever have anything called a rail fence?
Which is sort of a buck
and I rider. Think a rail fence is a buck and rider fence.
Okay, well, maybe you can explain what a buck and rider fence is.
You make a cross with your poles, and then you have another pole laying horizontally in the cross in the top.
Are there other verticals?
Yeah, it's about three.
Oh, okay. So there's not just the one pole on the top, there's several
mm-hmm.
that go All parallel to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And what would you call the area where you would get a bunch of cattle together in a small area, a small fenced-in area?
A pasture.
Even smaller than that?
Corral.
Okay. Were there other names for that, or were there different types of corral?
Nowadays there is, because you have your portable panel corrals, or you have a wooden corral, or you have
different
pole
types
corral.
Of corrals, but they're still only corrals.
But they're just corrals.
I see.
Different shapes, everything else, you know, chutes and everything else.
Okay. You mentioned just a minute ago that a little larger place where I guess the cows could feed.
Pasture.
Okay. And what is a pasture?
Just a fenced in area. It can be 10 acres, it can be 40 acres, it can be 10 sections.